The Bob Hope Show. Yes, from New York and Hollywood, it's the Bob Hope Show. With Doris Day, Jack Kirkwood, Irene Ryan, yours truly, High Everback, Les Brown and his band of renown, our special guest, Arthur Godfrey. And here he is, New York's answer to what's wrong with Hollywood, Bob Hope!
Thank you very much. Hi, how do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob. So many things are happening to me here in New York. They gave me a police escort, Hope. And only yesterday, the chief said, we don't mind you descending on New York with your tomfoolery, but a joke's a joke. Now give back the jewelry. Yes, sir. Can you imagine $428,000? Maybe the Brinks gang want a dessert, huh? But here we are in New York. It's been 6 months since I've been here, and a lot of water has dried up under the bridge since then. But it's wonderful in New York. Yesterday, I took a ride out to see Coney Island. Coney Island, that's Stromboli with hot dogs. And boy, do they squash you in those New York subways. When I got off, I felt like it just came from Kiss Me Kate, and Kate Smith had done the kissing. When the subway train started, the subway conductor took one look at my profile and said, you can't sue. I told you to stand back when the door closed. I didn't get a seat in the subway, but as soon as people recognized me, I got plenty of straps. And while I've been in New York, I've been seeing all the television shows. Naturally, I caught the Texaco show starring, what's his name? Milton Brink? Uncle Milty. You know, he borrows like a relative. But anyway, Jack Benny's in New York, and last night we had dinner together. I don't know if Jack was worried about who was going to pick up the check, but he showed up with both arms in a sling. Rochester came along with a bib to feed him. And, that got away from me, didn't it? Phil Harris is here, too. I asked him if he was staying in Manhattan. He said, no, but 12 of them are staying in me. Yeah. Phil Harris loves to go sightseeing. He wanted me to go to the top of the Empire State Building with him, but I took the elevator. He wanted me to go to the top of the Empire State Building. Did you get it at home? Did somebody get it? I went to see Rockefeller Center. It was out of sight. The tall buildings, the lovely restaurants, the beautiful skating rink, and Bobo throwing sand on the ice. I don't know why they make such a fuss about the Rockefellers. Plenty of dimes have passed through my hands. Of course, I made mine the hard way at Roseland. But New York is as exciting as ever. I took a stroll down Broadway today, and a guy stepped out of an alley and whispered, psst, you want to buy a hot? I said, a hot what? He said, name everything. I'm having a good year. Yes, sir, there's my mob of Patrillo subjects from Local 47. Les Brown and his boys warming up the notes to introduce our glamour department, the Burbank Thrush, Miss Doris Day, ladies and gentlemen.
You work and work for years and years. You're always on the go. You never take a minute off, too busy making dough. Someday you say you'll have your fun when you're a millionaire. Imagine all the fun you'll have in your old rocking chair. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Come on now, live a little. You're gonna take that ocean trip, no matter come what may. You got your reservations, but you just can't get away. Next year for sure you'll see the world, you really get around. But how far can you travel when you're 6 feet underground? Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
It's later than you think.
Oh, gee, Doris, you sang that great. You know why I think it was especially good?
Why?
Well, you've had no interference this week. Now that he's out of town, I can say this. Now, why does he have to horn in on your song every week? You'd think he was a professional singer.
Oh, he was. He used to be one of the Andrews sisters.
You mean...
Yeah. That's when they called themselves Patty, Maxine, Laverne, and Buttercup.
You know, Doris, Bob singing Tea for Two with you last week got quite a response. All our listeners have been sending in packages.
Tea?
No, DDT.
Well, I don't blame them, the way Bob hits those high notes.
No, what do you mean?
Well, I haven't heard anything like it since Nelson Eddie burned his tongue on some hot shortening bread.
Listen, you two, I can hear every word you're saying.
What was that?
Wait a minute, who are you?
This is Buttercup.
Bob, we're here in Hollywood and you're 3,000 miles away in New York and you hear everything we say. How do you do it?
I borrowed an ear from Luella Parsons. But isn't this exciting, Doris? Think of it. I'm telling jokes in New York and they're going across the country like flying saucers.
Yeah, but a guy in Denver just shot one down and it had a yolk in it.
They just look like flying saucers. To fool Burl, I've been laying them sideways, you know. Well, it's nice to talk to you. Take care of everything. I'll be back in Hollywood right after the Washington Correspondents' Dinner.
Okay. Oh, just a minute, Bob. Miss Ryan just walked in. She wants to say hello.
Hello, Mr. Holmes.
Well, Miss Ryan. You have friends here, you know. Cued in, of course. Say, Miss Ryan. Miss Ryan, before
yes,
I left, I didn't get a chance to thank you for packing my clothes.
Oh, that's all right. But I meant to tell you, while I was packing one of your bags, I must have gotten some of my clothes mixed up with your things.
Your clothes mixed up with mine?
Yes. So if you put on a pair of your shorts and they come clear up to your chin, you're wearing my camisole.
Okay, I'll watch for it.
If you're looking through the bag and you come to a lacy pink garment with little suspenders hanging around it...
Yes?
Those are yours. What are they?
Those aren't mine. The store got some orders mixed up. Just happens that Grandma Moses and I wear the same size. Well, I suppose you want to hear all about New York.
Oh, I used to work back there, Mr. Hope. My job had quite a lot of social significance attached to it. I was engaged in the uplift of downtrodden men by taking their minds off their misfortune.
Oh, were you a welfare worker?
No, a bubble dancer.
Well, it's been nice talking to you anyway.
Oh, I tell you, when I got through with my bubble dance, I was exhausted. My arms used to ache like they were going to fall off.
Why, a bubble isn't very heavy.
Oh, I was always afraid the bubble would break, so I did the whole dance with a bowling ball.
Sounds very interesting.
Yes, but it wasn't as spectacular as my balloon dance. You see, I only weighed 77 pounds, so I didn't use a round balloon like the other girls.
You didn't?
No, I was so skinny, I could hide behind a blown-up salami skin. The dance went well until one day somebody played a trick on me. They filled up my balloon with helium.
With helium? Well, what happened?
They had to get some Boy Scouts in with slingshots to shoot me down. Well, goodbye, Mr. Hope. See you when you get back.
Thank you, Irene.
Oh, Bob,
Uh-huh.
Bob, before you go, here comes that fellow you hired as caretaker for your house while you're gone.
Oh, you mean Kirkwood? Look, I'd like to find out if I can trust him or not.
You want to talk to him?
No, you talk to him, but don't let him know I'm listening.
Okay. Oh, mister, you there.
You call me girl?
Yes, why aren't you watching Bob's house?
Well, I've been awfully busy. I've had to have all his suits altered so they'd fit me. And he must be awfully heavy around the hips.
Why?
Well, the coat fits all right, but from the hips down, I feel like a pimento wearing a loose olive.
You're not taking advantage of Bob while he's away in New York, are you?
No, of course not. Wonder how much I could get for this microphone.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Don't you even miss Bob?
Does Sinatra miss Chiron? But say, as long as he's out of town, little lady, why don't you and I get together?
Kirkwood.
Huh? Hmm? Who's that talking?
Well, it isn't Frankie Lane calling his wild goose.
I don't mind when there's an echo in the studio, but this one's getting laughs.
Look, Kirkwood, this is Bob Hope. I've been listening. I heard what you said about me.
Everything?
Yes.
Wonder if Aunt Jenny needs someone to pump the organ.
Listen, Kirkwood, I want to know what kind of care you're taking of my house. That's what I want to know. Just what kind of care you're taking out of my house.
Well, how can you doubt my integrity, boy? Your house looks a lot better than when you left. I had some lights put on the front porch so people can see the sign where your rose garden used to be.
Where my rose garden used to be, there's a sign?
Yes. It says, drive right in, park on the lawn, the fun goes on from now till dawn.
Wait a second, you park automobiles on my lawn?
Yeah, all except this space under the window. That's reserved for the bus.
The bus?
That's right, boy. Your house is now known on the Greyhound schedule as washroom number 3.
You mean you let people actually go into my house?
Yeah, sure. Every place but the hallway.
What's in the hallway?
A bowling alley.
You're bowling in my hallway? Listen, you stop that right away.
What? And put my sweet wife out of work?
Put your wife out of work?
Yeah, her legs are pins number 7 and 8.
Kirkwood, I'm going to have the law on you. What's the idea of moving into my house?
Oh, you'll be proud of me, boy. I'm using it for a worthy cause. I just founded the Benevolent and Eleemosynary Institution for Orphans of Destiny.
What's that?
A floating crap game.
Kirkwood, you're using my house for gambling. What about my 4 kids?
Oh, they're adorable. They look so cute in their little green eye shades.
All that gambling in my house. What about the police?
They have to wait their turn at the table like the rest of them.
Look, Kirkwood, I want you and your mob out of my house by tomorrow morning.
Now, please, please don't holler at me, boy. And I called you boy because this isn't television. But I'm sorry about what I did to you. My little old gray-haired mother visited me and taught me all about the evils of gambling. I moved out of the house this afternoon.
Oh, well, that's more like it. Where'll I find the key to my house?
In Mother's apron pocket. Boy, does she have a hot roll.
Here's Les Brown, and as I've got Patrillo to keep me warm, Band. Introducing the Burbank Thrush from the Warner Brothers stable, Miss Doris Day, ladies and gentlemen.
You're as hard to hold as silver when you sing and run away. I dream you're mine, and then as quick as quicksilver of my dreams, I led astray. I keep chasing you till I'm facing you and embracing you. Then you slip through my fingers just like quicksilver running through someone else's arms. Seems like I am having trouble with you, and I don't know what I'm gonna do. Seems like your fickle, fickle S&B. And your fickle ways have got me up a tree. You're as hard to
hold with,
and run away. I dream you're mine, and then
I dream you're mine.
Silver, all my bones,
all my dreams
are led astray. I keep chasing you till I'm facing you and embracing you
with all your charm.
Then you slip through my fingers just like quick. Silver, I'm
right in
someone else's arms.
Gentlemen, one of the big things I always look forward to when I hit the big town is another visit with a very good friend of mine and yours. Here he is, Arthur Byam by the Carton Godfrey.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Well, it's nice to see you again, Arthur.
And it's nice seeing you, Robert. Very nice.
I've seen you for 10 minutes.
I think we've been seeing too darn much of each other, you know.
Say, we have it, that. We've been together almost every day for a week.
That's right, too, Bob. You know what I did this morning?
What?
I went shopping for a ring.
Well, I don't think it would work out. My mother would want to live with us.
Your mother?
Yes, and Crosby is so hard to get along with. Well, let's not talk about the West Coast Molly Pecan. How are you?
Tell me, Bob. West Coast Molly Pecan.
Tell me, have you always been such a hard worker, Arthur?
Yes, Bob, I have. I remember when I was a little kid, I was always trying to get a job to help my mom. All day long, I'd pound the pavements and go from one employment agency to another. Mm-hmm. And then one day, I got a lucky break.
What happened?
Mom got a job. As an usher in a radio station.
You were probably born on one of your own shows. And you're, And you're on television, too, huh?
That's right. You like television, Bob?
Oh, yeah. It's like seeing someone you know at the bottom of a plate of Jell-O.
Sometime you ought to try Channel 2. When are you coming on TV?
Snuck it in there, didn't you? I saw you. You're a fine swimmer. What'd you say? Everybody looks like they're underwater. What'd you say, Arthur?
I said, when are you coming on TV?
Oh, I've got a problem. I don't think I'm built. My bad sob. Here. I got a problem. I don't think I'm built right for television. I'm sort of in between.
In between?
Yeah, I'm too small to be a wrestler and too big to be a puppet.
Well, I don't know. You'd look pretty good with a string coming out of your head.
How about this guy? He's got freckles with that lip.
Oh, really, really, Bob. Now, I'm serious. I think you'd be great in television. You're so good in movies. I saw your last picture.
Well, don't read it like it's a favor.
Well, what a sweet thing you got in pictures. Oh, brother. Working with all kinds of beautiful women, having them throw themselves at your feet, hugging them, kissing them, doing love scenes with Rhonda Fleming, doing love scenes with Jane Russell.
What's a living?
Tell me, Bob, how in the world did they ever come to pick you as the great blubber?
Well, That's lover. Watch those mistakes.
What mistake?
Well, it was really a toss-up between Charles Boyer and myself for the part of the great lover.
You beat Boyer? How'd you do that?
Well, during the audition, when nobody was looking, I pulled his lower lip off its roller.
I still don't understand why they picked you.
Oh, it's simple. I've got it, boy. The technique, the know-how. Look, Arthur, I'll show you how even you can be a great lover. Oh, Miss Simpson, would you come here, please?
Yes? What can I do for you?
Oh, would I like some wallpaper made out of this? Well, now the first thing you have to know, Arthur, is that this is a girl.
For that, my friend, I didn't need you.
Now, Miss Simpson, I'd like you to assist me in a demonstration. I want to show Mr. Godfrey why I was chosen the great lover.
You want to make love to me?
That's it.
Oh, Mr. Godfrey, could you please ask?
I just say, what is it?
She wants to know the same thing Jack Benny wanted to know. Will you put your other arm in a sling, too?
Are you kidding? It's bad enough now. With only one good arm, I'm sort of a road company Rossellini. Now, step over here, dear. Notice now, Arthur, how kind and considerate I am. You know the old saying, you can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. You've got to use a lot of honey.
What fun can you have with a sticky girl?
Now, watch this, how this girl reacts to my touch. All I have to do is touch her, and she'll get dizzy and fall down. Here, I'll touch her hand. How'd that feel, miss?
Nothing.
Well, I'll touch her cheek. Well?
Nothing.
Well, I'll try her lips. Well?
Real nothing. Yeah.
I can't understand it. At this point, she should fall down.
Why don't you try hitting her on the head with a wet tea bag?
What do you know about love? The only thing you've held in your arms all year has been a ukulele. Yeah. A ukulele. What's going on? Well, or something like that. Anyway, come here, honey. I want to tell you one thing. I bet you've never really been kissed by a great lover. Come here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if I ought to. I'm very naive, you know. I've never been out of my front yard.
Well, come here. You say you've never been out of your front yard?
That's right.
Where do you live, at the YMCA? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Arthur, the old CBS growler Godfrey, for being with us tonight. What an amazing guy that Godfrey is. He talks so slow and gets his money so fast. It's been wonderful to be here in New York, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. Thank you again, Arthur. Good night.
The Bob Hope Show has come to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.